Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day.
Heyo, so it's really difficult to podcast when you have kids at home. It is summertime and I'm loving it because I love the warm weather and hanging with my kids and going to the pool and eating good food. But like, dang, Gina, it's hard to get some time in to record a podcast without kids in the background. So we're going to see how well this goes. So today I wanted to talk to you about the difference between being an entrepreneur, being the technician in a business, and being the rainmaker. And this is something that I learned from Russell Brunson, who is a millionaire. He's built the largest software as a service company that's not venture-backed, so he hasn't taken $1 from any investor. This has all been grown off of his own money, and it's amazing what he's done, and I'm really immersed in his world right now. So if you're into marketing and haven't heard of Russell Brunson, then I would strongly recommend you get his books. In fact, I can link those books in the comment notes too. One is Expert Secrets, which is the art of selling, and the other is .com Secrets, which is the science of selling. It's not just about selling online. It is about selling and human psychology in general. So if you're in business to make money, understanding these principles is going to help you make more money. So on to today's topic, which is, what does it mean to be the entrepreneur? And what does it mean to be the technician? And what's a rainmaker? So the entrepreneur is the person who is starting the business. It's this person who's, think of it like an orchestrator. So they're not like an orchestra director. So they're not playing the violin, the viola, the cello. They're not doing all those different things, right? They're the one standing up there who's conducting everything, making sure things are harmonizing and flowing and deciding what music should be played and how it should be played, all of that. So they're the person who has this message. They have a product or a message that they want to get out to people. Oh, we're going to be joined by a little person here. Hey, buddy. Okay, so that is the entrepreneur. Now, the technician, those would be the people playing the instruments. The instruments are the technical skills that are required in order to deliver whatever it is that the business is offering. So if it's a service or a product, there's all sorts of steps in that sort of supply chain, I guess you could say, inside the business, where once a product is sold, it's got to be delivered. And all these things need to happen so that the customer is actually able to get that thing. So that's the technician. Now the technician, their income is limited. They have a...
This guy has a ball thing.
Okay, yeah. Let me put this Lego guy together real quick. There we go. Awesome. I'll put him right here.
This guy is so cool.
I love you so much. Okay, so this technician, they have a budget. Like there's a salary attached to the role of a technician. So think about this. Like when you go to college, this is what Russell was talking about. Going to college, really the only purpose is to create people who are technicians because you're learning a skill set and technicians are extremely valuable. You have to have technicians in your business. And if you are the role of a technician, it's highly likely that your income is going to be limited because it's a commodity. It costs what it costs. If you're going to be my video editor, I can just hire you to edit my videos. And if you don't want to do it for the price I can pay, then I'm just going to find the next person who can do it because there's plenty of people who are able to fill that specific role. Or maybe it's the role of a social media manager, or maybe it's something else. So if you're the technician, you're going to get stuck with your income based off of what the market is willing to pay for that specific job. Okay, now the last role he talked about is being the rainmaker. The rainmaker is basically the person who is bringing in leads and new business into your company. Now, if I told you, I said, hey, look, I'm going to bring you unlimited leads. I'm going to make you as much money as you want. All I want you to do is pay me 20% of anything I bring in. So you don't have to pay me one penny. Just give me 20% of everything that I bring in. Are you going to say yes to that? I sure hope so, because I would say yes to that if someone told me that. So the rainmaker, that's the marketing and the sales aspect of your business. And Russell talked about how important that is for the entrepreneur to be to understand the science of rainmaking, essentially. Now, he also talked about how if you're not the entrepreneur and you're not the business owner, and maybe you are the technician right now, you can move into the role of being the rainmaker. And in order to do that, you've got to understand the sales psychology of, you know, how to sell and make money. And that is a skill set. It's also an art and a science, like I talked about at the beginning of the episode. And if you are interested in learning more of those skills, like I mentioned, you can read Russell's books. Those are great places to get started. There's lots of other places too, so you don't have to start there. You know, you can look for other books or podcasts or you know, big names in the marketing world. But being able to take your skill set, like let's say your skill set is video editing, and you're able to take that and decommoditize it and use video production to be the rainmaker, then you can charge whatever prices you want for your video production. So a great example of that is the Harmon Brothers. They are a video production company here in Utah. They produced a lot of crazy videos like the Poopery, the Squatty Potty. They do stuff for Purple Mattress, and they charge $500,000 to produce their videos. Now that's crazy. That you could find someone who would produce your video for like 50, 60 grand. But because they have decommoditized themselves and their videos go viral and they're so dang funny and they make the business money whenever they are working with the Harmon Brothers, the Harmon Brothers can charge whatever they want. Same thing like Russell Brunson. He can take a look at your funnel and probably within hours, maybe less, he can tell you exactly what you need to do to fix it, and he's going to make you a ton of money. Now, let's say it took Russell 2 hours to do that. Should you pay him, you know, some hourly rate? No, Russell's not going to take that. He's going to take, you know, $100,000 or $200,000. He's going to take a lot of money from you because he's going to make you even more money because Russell is a rainmaker. So I hope you see how becoming a rainmaker and understanding the way that business works and the way that money works is a really helpful skill. And that's something that I'm working towards. I've been studying for the last 3 years, and now I'm really implementing and putting those things into place and testing with my own products. And it's been a lot of fun. So if you are interested in making more money, I'd love to have you stay on this journey with me.
Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do 3 things. Number 1, subscribe to the podcast. Number 2 is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number 2, the number 3 is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin, and I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.